Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, August 5th, 1837, the Barbadian newspaper carried a notice that three prisoners had escaped from the Town Hall Jail in Bridgetown. The paper gave a full description of the men. First named was Christopher Edgley, a white soldier of the 76th Regiment who had been charged with murder. He was described as 5 feet 7 inches high, rather stout and well-featured. Edgley, according to the paper, carried a mark on his left side with the letter D inscribed in Indian ink. The second man listed was a white man, William Smith, who had been previously discharged from the military. He had been serving time for horse stealing and was described as 5 feet 6 inches tall with a very small round waist. Small was said to be well known in the country districts, particularly the parish of St. John. The third man listed in the notice was a black apprentice laborer named Edward. Described as 5 feet 8 inches high, he was attached to a Mr. Eiffel and said to be a friend of William Smith. Edward had made his way to the north of the island and was caught by the police at Hole Town and sent back to prison. He reportedly told the police that the two other prisoners were hiding in the vicinity of Reed's Bay, St. James. The notice issued by the provost marshal indicated that the men had escaped the prison by undermining the walls of their cell on the morning of July 28th, and that policemen, constables, and inhabitants were requested to assist with their recapture. The prison, located on what is now Coleridge Street, was built in 1730 to house both the vestry and the jail. With a capacity to hold 250 persons, it was a detention center for American prisoners of war during the War of 1812 between the USA and Britain. It had been severely damaged during the Great Hurricane of 1831, and some prisoners had escaped. It was officially closed in November 1876, and Glengarry, built in 1854, became the lone prison. By late August 1837, both Edgley and Smith remained on the run, as notices for the recapture were still being posted. Whilst on the run, they had to find shelter from the bad weather which affected the island during August, which resulted in a lightning strike at Pool Plantation that destroyed a house and damaged the mill. Their last known location at Reed's Bay, St. James, might have been an indication of an attempt to leave the island altogether.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.